As you know, the president, through executive order, implemented some of the new hiring processes, but I'd like to underscore that most of those are contained in the bill that Senator Nakaka and I have introduced, and we really think that this ought to be put into the statutes so that it continues throughout this administration and also into the next administrations.
If your bill were to become law magically today, how would that change the life of a typical federal hiring manager?
The managers would be, you know, really engaged in all the critical parts of the hiring process. They would have to have, you know, hiring managers you'd have to have managers that are familiar with the program, and they would be very much a part of this rather than having it just kind of become some kind of an automatic thing. So it becomes more of a that they've got to do some things that they're not doing today, requiring a plane. You know, one of the things that Dan and I have insisted on is been plain writing in job postings, and agencies must ensure that, you know, a job announcements are clear, concise, well-organized, and follow best practices that any business would use in accordance with the guidance that comes from OMB. The complaints I get constantly, I've met other people who said they've applied and other jobs have come along because they haven't heard from the federal government. They take the other job, and then, you know, 2 months later they hear from the federal government that, you know, we want you, and they've already committed to another job.
Now, Senator, some of the changes in this bill require a lot of new procedures on the part of both hiring managers and, well, mainly on hiring managers and also program managers that need people. And very often, sometimes changes get legislated even, but yet they don't really filter down to the daily activities in the bureaucracy. Are you fairly certain that OPM can make sure that these really do get implemented in a timely way so that we can see reform happen fairly quickly?
Well, that's one of the reasons why we want it statutory. If it's the law, it's not just an executive order, and, you know, if I don't get the job done, then you know, somebody at OMB gives me a little hell. But and we can't drag them in on executive orders. That's the administration. We want this. We want to see the changes made. And I don't think that the legislation is a threat, but it does give us a strong position in terms of oversight. This is going to have to be a major effort to make sure that these things get implemented the way that they should. One of the things that we did early on in our legislation, we created the CHECO Council, the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, to elevate human capital as to something very important. But I have to say to you that it will take a very major effort to see these changes that we're recommending, both in the hiring and also in terms of the teleworking.
Okay, let's move back to the telework bill. And we were kind of surprised when the House rejected their bill on telework, seemingly because of a CBO assessment of the cost, which was really kind of small change in the grand scheme of things. What's your sense of what it will cost and if that's really worth fighting over?
Well, I think that if you weigh the benefits that have resulted from it, I think there's no question that increased productivity of people, the reduction in costs, and quite frankly, I think that it's got to be a part of the smorgasbord of things that you offer people who want to come to work for the federal government. We have to understand that the labor market is changing, and we ought not to be the last ones to respond to the changes.
This seems to be something also that the federal agencies all talk about wanting to do, but yet it seems like the bureaucracy itself just doesn't come along in the volumes that you would expect, given how easy it is to do nowadays.
There's a couple parts of this. I think one of them is that if I'm going to go through the necessary things that I have to do to And let me just give you a little summary of those so your listeners can get an idea of what we're talking about. They'd establish policies to authorize eligible employees to telework and would determine and notify each employee of his or her eligibility. Then these agency policies would have to ensure that telework would not diminish employee performance or the agency operations and would not apply to employees who must daily handle secure materials or perform on-site activities that can't be done, you know, remotely. So you're looking at this from a common sense point of view. Then agencies would have to incorporate their telework policies into their continuity of operations. They call them their COOP plans. And then agencies also would have to set up training programs, very important for employees and managers involved in telework, and designate a telework managing officer devoted to developing and implementing telework programs at their agencies. Now, I would think that through the Office of Personnel Management that what we do is we come up, you know, with some pilot programs and, you know, best practices. And by the way, both in the hiring area and this area, the CHECO Council, that's where a lot of this stuff should be done. In other words, the concept of the CHECO is you get your chief human capital officers together on a regular basis, and what they do is talk about these new things that they're doing, and through that, discuss it and determine there may be an agency out there, you know, what's best practices? How did you get this done? And, you know, share that information rather than have each agency kind of, you know, meander down the stream trying to, you know, to figure it out. Now, the bill also would authorize test programs under which employees, employing agencies could pay certain travel expenses for employees who telework, such as the cost for employees who live outside the, you know, commuting area and who generally telework from home to travel occasionally to the agency's offices. So, It's going to take a lot of work. This is not going to be a layup shot, not going to happen overnight. But it's extremely important, as I said, to, I think, increasing our efficiency. I think it's going to improve the performance of some of our people. And, it's going to save money. And last but not least, I think it's something that we have to do if we want to remain competitive, in that marketplace.